Dr. Seuss, The Grinch Musical, audio described by Neville Watchhurst. The wintry wind blows open a copy of the score and paper pop-ups of Christmas baubles announce the title. Starring Matthew Harrison, Dennis O'Hare, Boo Boo Stewart, Claire Machin, Amy Ellen Richardson, Aco Mitchell, Gary Wilmot and Amelia Minto. The full title, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, appears. On a stage bathed in warm blue light, plump-bottomed figures gather around a Christmas tree to sing. Two stage crew give a man in a dog costume a black nose, then click the clapperboard and withdraw.
I can hear the sound now of the singing and trilling each December. The words, somewhat odd, but still thrilling.
Come along, Cindy Lou.
That's way back in the past. I was short in the tooth, to be frank, a bit simple, that is the truth. But my memory's as clear as a star in the nighttime. So come back with me now for the trip of a lifetime. Oh, a hole in the mountain was once home to me. You can guess who I live with. Starts with a G. Yeah, we lived up in a cave, and the Who's lived below in a village called Whoville. Oh, there's some. Hello! Now, every Who down in Whoville like Christmas a lot. Who likes Christmas?
Who's like Christmas? I like Christmas.
Who likes Christmas a lot? Get the feeling they like Christmas?
Who likes Christmas? Who's like Christmas? Christmas, present, and future, and past. We like Christmas. It's the business. A blast from the first to the last.
Give us prizes. Oh, surprises. Give us chimneys and jammies galore. Give us dollies.
The brightly costumed Whos who have been dancing around the tree now form up as a choir.
A Who forest, a Who dores, welcome Christmas, come this way. A Who forest, a Who dores, welcome Christmas, Christmas Day.
Yeah.
great English. Have you noticed the Whos, they like Christmas a lot? But the Grinch, who lived northward of Whoville, did not.
A sinister green hand enters the frame and beckons to the dog.
Oh, sorry, I'm just looking for a snack. So, the Grinch lived up there in the ice and the fog, and I lived there with him. I'm Max, his old dog.
A smaller and much younger version of Max tumbles out from behind his armchair and stretches out on the floor.
There I am, way back when. Young fur, soft brown eyes. If I looked any cuter, I'd win a big prize. I'd forgotten how it felt this time of year. I'd forgotten how it smelt this time of year. If only I could capture just a bit of all that rapture, all the things I felt this time of year.
There is magic everywhere this time of year. Extra things to sniff and chew this time of year.
With the memories that is sparking, feed us now or we'll start barking. This time of year.
Hungry!
Is it such a crime?
Doghouse!
In there all the time.
Scratch me!
Yeah! Such a perfect pet!
I'm happy being happy!
How could I forget? I left home and I thought, this is great, I'm so cool. I don't care if I'm alone and the world can be cruel. Teenage Max, the moodier. Truth to tell, I was sad. Mangy coat, smelly feet. Slept alone in a ditch. Missed my mom. Dreamt of meat.
It wasn't that bad.
How could I forget? You could do amazing tricks. Good at fetching sticks.
Not sure why I do that.
You could beg and sit and stay.
But stay's the trick I do all day.
Oh! I grew into young Max, a handsome young male, full of zing, oozing fizz with a lunatic tail.
I am able to roll over.
Oh, quite the genius, full disclosure. Oh, we were wondering what's the score for me.
Popping.
Simpler choreography.
Happy.
I can let it show.
Happy.
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 How was I? I don't know what was about to happen to me. I'm special. I'm talented. But when it comes down to it, I'm basically a dog.
Fetch!
The two Maxes dance together.
It's so thrilling everywhere this time of year. People hug and don't ask why this time of year. It's a miracle to capture just a bit of all that rapture.
All the things I feel.
Next scene's our big reveal. All the things I feel. This time. I found a new owner, or rather, he found me. Not the best or the sweetest. Well, you'll soon see.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas!
What did you say?
It's a wonder I didn't just run away.
Old Max shimmies off stage, leaving his younger self cowering on the floor as the sickly green Grinch appears.
Hearing gone weird, or my head may be broken, but it seems to me, Max, that you may have just spoken.
I just meant that I'm feeling a lot lessless, because it's beginning to feel like...
Like what, Max?
Ignore me, sir. It's a sickness.
I hate Christmas. The whole frolicsome season.
And I'm sure you must have a cast iron good reason.
Oh, I despise Christmas Eve, and I loathe Christmas Day. I poo-poo them in every possible way. I abhor Christmas trees, and I scorn every wreath. And I hate all the Whos down in Whoville beneath.
He tilts his head, glowering, and points to the camera.
Especially you. At home, look at you. Stop grinning. We're not here to enjoy ourselves. I hate your couch.
We all have pet peeves. Yours seems to be Yule.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're wrong. Yule is totally cool.
Christmas Eve, the whole Christmas season. I hate all the Whos, don't ask me the reason. It could be their hearts are so full of mirth. It could be the problem goes back to my birth. Maybe peace on earth and goodwill just miss me. Let me be quite plain, I wish it was history.
You hate Christmas Eve,
the whole Christmas season.
Oh, will you tell me why?
I don't know.
It could be perhaps your shoes are too tight. It could be your head's not screwed on just right.
My shoes! My head's not right! You're the one who brings back sticks! You can't even recognize your face in a mirror.
Max pauses, looking quizzically at his reflection in a long mirror. Older Max appears behind him.
I'm a dog, not a shrink. But if it were my call, I'd say his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his head, heart, or shoes, the Grinch hated Christmas. And he hated the Whos.
The scene has now changed. In a cozy house in Whoville, various people, including Cindy Lou's mum, are busy getting ready for Christmas. Cindy Lou appears.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Mama Who?
Cindy Lou?
Can I meet the Grinch?
No, you can't.
But why not?
He's so mean. You would flinch.
But he lives all alone. Could I make him a gift? Don't you think that'll give his glum spirits a lift?
I'm too busy to care. He's a brute, Cindy Lou. Just forget him. There's still so much hoo-ha to do.
You're a kind little who, Cindy. Generous, too.
You could give singing lessons to your brother, Boo-hoo.
Yeah! Why?
Oh, just ignore him, Boo-hoo. Your grandpa's an old flake. But we love him still dearly in spite of it. Cake!
Have you met the Grinch, Papa?
Yes, once or twice.
What's he like?
No.
He's not very nice. He hates Christmas Eve the whole Christmas season.
But why?
Children don't ask why. No one knows the reason.
You know what I think? His shoes are too tight.
No. I think the likeliest reason of all must be that his heart is two sizes too small.
Whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he hates Christmas Eve. And he hates all the Whos.
But why don't you tell him?
You better tell him.
He stares down from his cave with a mean, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows down here in our town. For he knows every Who.
a mistletoe wreath. Stare down from my cave with my best Grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows down there in their town. And I hate every who down in Whoville beneath, who's hanging a miserable mistletoe wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, they're filled with good cheer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically
The Grinch collapses onto his narrow bed while outside lightning seems to flash.
You must be used to it. You're old. You're not nasty. You saved me. Sad me. Just a stray.
No. I needed a guard dog. You were the cheapest way.
Any plans for tomorrow?
The Who girls and boys will wake early and bright and stampede for the toys like they share half a brain. I can see it all. Wow. Max, imagine with me.
Got it. Doing it now.
'Tis the morning of Christmas. The forecast is sleet. In they come tripping on little Who feet. Dear little Who tots, the girls and the boys, ready to rip through a mountain of toys. Isn't it precious? It's like a sweet dream. So why do I have the distinct issue? It's destroying my calm and my mind and my eardrums. Distressing! So distressing! I'm confessing the sight of kids messing with toys leaves me cold. I feel horribly old. Behold!
I gotta watch my, You gotta watch my,
devoting themselves to the mayhem and chaos. They should pay us for enduring the sound of these hypermaniacal Hoogers and boys and their miserable toys. These toys.
As the Who children dance wildly around playing with their new toys, the Grinch flops down onto a box. Max leaps into his lap. The children, having been humming through kazoos, now clear the stage of gift boxes and bounce around on red space hoppers.
I say I hate it and you wonder why.
They encircle the Grinch.
Go!
Max bounces on a space hopper. The Grinch clutches his head.
Some interesting toys. Bad dog. Mitch touched the mood.
Yeah. Oh, and the Who's young and old will all sit down for a feast. And they'll feast. And they'll feast. And they'll sleep. Then they'll feast. And they'll feast. Feast, feast, feast.
What a treat.
What did you say?
What do they eat?
They will feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which is something I cannot stand in the least. They'll say, please pass the pancakes and please pass the peas and then have some of those things and then have some of these.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
And then they'll do something I like least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together as Christmas bells ring. Save my poor hairy Grinch ears. It's carols they sing. I'm the top dog, and they give me conniptions. What is that?
Cindy Lou has made a Merry Christmas friend banner.
All alone in that cave, he must feel so sad. Just because he looks different doesn't mean he's bad.
I do hope he likes it.
Well, how could he not?
If his heart swells a bit,
he'll be down like a shot.
Kid!
The R falls off the banner, which now reads fiend, not friend.
Read it.
Merry...
Yes.
Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas friend!
No! It says Christmas fiend! That's the end.
Don't get cross.
Oh, yes, yes. How nice. I'm so glad. Someone's made a big effort to mock me. I'm mad. Oh, I didn't think I'd get to hate Christmas time anymore. Well, I do now. So watch as I settle the score.
Old Max reappears.
The more thought that he gave this alleged disrespect, the more vexed he became.
I want Christmas wreck! It's been 53 years I've put up with it now. Time to stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Young and old Max watch as the Grinch ponders, then has a light bulb moment.
I know how. Now.
Please don't. I cried. I beg.
No Christmas for the Who's. I'll take them down a peg. I hate Christmas Eve, the whole Christmas season. I hate the Who's, and here lies the reason. Christmas, my dears, won't be coming this year. Christmas is banished and will not appear. Promise, because I'm so clever, Christmas will vanish tomorrow forever.
All is not lost. Let's stay calm. Think this through. Pick him up with a plan. What do we do? Have you heard a more awfully monstrous idea?
Christmas, my dears, won't be coming this.
Christmas!
The doors open and a huge crowd of Whos pour out onto a shop floor stacked with Christmas goods.
Window shopping.
We have windows already.
Oh, nitwit.
My head's popping.
Oh, dear, relax. Be of cheer. I've a list to consult.
Let's rewrap last year's gifts. They won't notice. Result.
Grandpa, no. You won't cynic.
I give up.
Whatever.
Christmas shopping can be overwhelming, dear.
Overwhelming? Never. To handle any challenge in the press of life, you manage with the list you have in hand. When Christmas shopping fills you full of stress and strife, you can do it 'cause you've thought it through and planned.
Not a chance. Can't be bothered.
Grandpa! You can do it 'cause you've thought it through and planned.
All right.
I'm always chilling, Grandpa. Don't worry what you get. Let's not rush downtown or run around. Push and pull and fret.
Let's not.
Please not.
Why not?
We just recite this truth as all the pressure mounts.
The pressure mounts. It's not the gifts we give. It's the thought that counts.
Well, let's just think about it and forget shopping.
It's not the gifts you give, it's the thought that counts.
Attention, shoppers! Special in the next hour on Whatchamahoos!
Whatchamahoos!
The Grinch emerges from the elevator wearing a huge green Stetson and sunglasses, which he now removes.
Guess who? That's not my name, I'm no who. I'd be lying, I'm your local unfriendly Grinch. Shh, I'm your spy.
I love Christmas shopping!
Oh, hello, girl!
My sister gets her shopping done by mid-July. Her motto is it pretty?
Shop or die.
You mean she shops whenever she gets a chance. I kinda like to kick her in her Christmas pants. So, just a little kick to make her Christmas day.
We're starving and we're cold and there's no place to sit. If I could swing it, what I wouldn't give to quit.
Keep an eye on Grandpa, he seems upset.
It's not the thought that counts, but it's the gifts you get!
Grandpa! That's not what we're saying!
I know! It's what I'm saying! The important thing is all the stuff I get. Can we go home now?
You kids keep close together, don't go anywhere.
Shoes for him,
socks for her,
brand new underwear.
While the Whos flock in search of a bargain and mime fighting in the scrum to get their hands on the goodies, The Grinch, with Max at his heels, sneaks up to the fabric counter and appears to be helping himself to a length of red cloth and some white fur trim.
For my destiny plan. Time to get out of here, Max. Come on, let's scram.
Max is left to stash the stuff into a bag while the Grinch gets into the elevator. The doors slide shut.
I found the perfect perfume.
What's it cost per ounce?
It's not how much, remember, it's the bulk that counts.
Do you see something nice you might like, Cindy Lou?
Santa Claus knows by now what I want, but thank you.
That red rocking horse there costs a leg and an arm.
Oh, we'll manage some old who.
Let's sell Grandpa! What's the harm? Oh. That's a joke. Oh.
Grandpa's not laughing.
Recall this scene.
The Grinch reappears.
Get over here, Max, useless pest, or I'll have your dumb hide.
I mean, come here, little puppy. Oh, please come by my side. Hello, hello.
How'd you do, sir? Do tell me, are you from these parts?
Let me see. No, in fact, from afar, off the charts.
Oh, so where are you from, sir? And how long will you stay?
I'm from Houston, ma'am. Who's of A, my last day.
Oh, how nice. Tourists in Whoville. We get so few. We wish you a big Whoville. Hey, how do you do?
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Welcome! Oh. Who is your friend? Oh,
don't do friends or do me. That's enough in the end. Hey. My doggy. Yep. Get along. Giddy up.
Oh, so soon? Why, tomorrow we have our hoosing.
And a big Christmas feast, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds awfully fun. Yippee, where do I sign? I just might come on back and join in, how divine. Look, little kidlets all over the place. I hope Santa brings you gifts till you're blue in the face.
Kids, say hi to the weird man.
Don't, really. I'm fine. Well, chatting with y'all's been super good fun. But alas, I have dirty great errands to run.
Oh, and please don't forget, tomorrow's big feast. We'll be serving traditional Whoville roast beef.
Oh, yucky!
Excuse me.
Ain't we all so lucky? Oh.
Always get out on a song?
Good idea. It's not about the one thing or even things that bounce. It's not the schmaltzy waltzy stuff.
It's what you bow that counts. See you later, Whoville.
So, the Grinch hurried on, and the Whos went their way. The Whos never suspecting their danger that day. And he turned his fake smile back into a frown. And he stole those old antlers en route out of town. What's his devilish plan? Why the sewing machine? Oh, whatever it was bound to be mean. All the way up Mount Crumpet, he laughed in his throat. And back in the cave made a hat and a coat. And he called me, Young Max. And with yards of red thread, he secured those old antlers on top of my head.
The Grinch, dressed in a half-finished Santa suit, does as Max describes.
No choice, always must obey. No voice, it's the doggy way.
Please, sir, what have you got planned? Please, sir, I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Max catches sight of himself in the mirror with the single antler strapped to his head.
You cannot be serious. Some respect, if you please. Who will take me for a Santa Claus reindeer in these?
You're a dimwit, young Max. It's a great Grinchy trick. Why, with this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. If anyone stops us to ask, where are you going? I'll say, I'm St. Nicholas, and I'm ho-ho-hoing.
Who the heck will believe you? You're not Santa Claus. You hate Christmas. Who children and pets who have paws?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm the Grinch. That's what Grinches are for.
You said Grinches? Oh, no. Does that mean there are more?
No. Unique's what I am. I was different at school, kept my social distance before it was cool.
But you can still be content. Different isn't bad. We all count. It's not too late. Make some pals. Don't be sad.
It is too late. We both saw that sign they created. So I'm fiendish. So be it. I'm special. I'm hated. I'm one of a kind. There's no one like me. One of a kind. Does that make me lonely, being one of a kind? No, that makes me free. No kinfolk, no closeness, no family, no friends, no letters to open, no letters to send. Max, I'm one of a kind, and that's hard to find. I don't mind. Oh, does this make me look fat? When you think of the fuss you get within us, you know it's much better with no one to trust. Trust! What a bust. I'm where it all starts and where it all ends. No asking forgiveness, no making amends. Friends, don't need armor. When they finish with me, they throw out the mold. I'm the one and only a Grinch you'll ever behold. I'm cold, so cold. No dates to remember, appointments to keep. No phone calls to wake me when I want to sleep. 'Cause I'm one of a kind, there's no one like me. One of a kind, does that make me lonely? I'm one of a kind.
used to it.
I hated to watch the Grinch.
Oh, thank you so much, everyone at home. You're my people. No flipping. Try my high def. I'm worth it.
I hated to watch the Grinch.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, stop, please stop. Ignore what I said earlier. Oh, I love your couch.
Yeah. Oh, oh, hey, this is my Emmy nomination. Stop, stop. Is he done? Yeah? I so hated to watch the Grinch swagger and strut. What else could I do? I'm just a young mutt. So, the Grinch hitched me right up and piled empty old sacks on a ramshackle sleigh for his reindeer named Max. And the Grinch said, "Get up!" And the sleigh hurtled down toward the homes where the Who's lay a snooze in their town. Feel the force, Maximilian!
The Grinch careers down the mountain on a sleigh pulled by the very unhappy Max in blizzards of snow.
Look below! Santa Claus is coming to town! Ho, ho, ho!
So, it wasn't quite Christmas, but the night before, when the Grinch cackled down from his cave with a roar, my poor back hurt like mad, my young legs belly aching, somewhere under my fur, my young heart was a-breaking. The village was serene, all the lights turned down low, streets were all empty, just drifting with snow. The children of Whoville were dreaming of toys, while the grown-ups tried hard not to make any noise.
Let's wrap the kids' presents.
Ride the pigs and pheasants?
Shh.
I'm not deaf. I just prefer my own reality.
Gifts are wrapped. Stockings are hung on the mantelpiece. Cindy Lou's mum comes and kisses Grandpa on the cheek.
Do you feel it? The snow is just billowing down.
Can you hear it? The silence all over the town.
Clocks are all wound up, ticking off the hours. Now the gifts are all bound up, trimmed with bows and flowers.
Now the pie's set out to air, topped with nuts and cherries. Now the puddings are prepared, filled with mums and berries. Don't you dare.
Now's the time we all embrace. Now's the time. Here's the place. Once by one the hours chime. Here's the place. Now's the
all the gifts will come, of course,
on a nighttime sleigh ride.
Even Cindy's rocking horse
for a Christmas hayride.
Now the streets fill up with snow, falling soft and steady. Now the fire's burning low,
everything is ready. The drifts are drifting deep, all the expectation, all the children sound asleep, we're a tired nation. Time, here's the place.
Grandma, Grandpa and Dad tiptoe out, leaving Mum Who alone by the hearth in a twinkly spotlight.
Now and then remembering all our past Decembering, all we do we've done before is that Santa at the door.
She leaves, casting a delighted smile back at the festively decorated room. As the clock chimes, the camera focuses in on the fireplace. Max's hind legs dangle down from the chimney and he then tumbles out, sprawling on the carpet.
If we really must do this, let's fix up a winch.
If Fat Santa can make it, then so can the Grinch.
The Grinch now crashes onto the floor.
Or instead, here's a plan. Let's go home.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, just dropping in for a nice Christmas visit. That's not something to apologize for now, is it? Oh, look. Tiny hoose stockings hung all in a row. These dear little socks will be the first things to go.
This is wrong, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, this is wrong, Mr. Grinch. No ifs, ands, or maybes. What we're doing here, Max, is taking candy from babies. Stuff it!
The Grinch slithered and slunk with a face most unpleasant as he plotted his plot to take every present.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole.
Mr. Grinch, you wouldn't do that. Not the Who's Feast.
I'll take the Who's pudding. I'll take the roast beast. I'll clean up this icebox as quick as a flash.
Have you no shame? That's the last can of whoosh.
When everything's stolen from A to the Z, I'll end with a flourishing. Stuff of the tree!
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You've got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Not the little red rocking horse.
Oh, I hope I don't drop it. Oh.
Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the...
Oops.
Seasick crocodile.
Milk and cookies. I'm a Roger. I'm a Grinch. Ooh, issues? Well, I've got lots.
He downs the milk, but then grimaces as if he has the gripes and bends over to...
Oh! Max, how dare you? You'll wake up the neighbors.
Your heart's a dead tomato,
splashed with moldy purple spots.
You're the Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable garbage imaginable, mangled up in...
Tangled up knots.
You nauseate me.
I nauseate him,
Mr.
one sauerkraut sandwich
with arsenic sauce. Oh, the mean one.
I'm a mean one.
Oh, the mean, meany, mean one.
Ain't you glad you finally see one? Mr. Grinch, pretty
The Grinch, reveling in his wicked scheme, clutches the Christmas tree and mimes playing guitar like a rock star. Cindy Lou appears in the doorway.
I can hardly believe it! Santa Claus! Hello! Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why are you taking our fireplace log? And why does your reindeer resemble a dog?
Prancer, yes, what a funny old tyke. You see, some reindeers are reindeery and some quite dog-like. Well, my sweet little tot, I have nothing to hide. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll repair it up there and then I'll bring it back here.
You're so kind.
I so am.
But return it by dawn.
But of course, who are you, my wee tiny frog spawn?
Cindy Lou who?
Well, get you. Listen here. Why are you up when the others are sleeping? Are you spying, Miss Who? Could that be why you're creeping? Come on, girlie, now tell me, the minutes are flying. I've got work to do, kid. Oh, no. Oh, she's actually crying. Please, little Who, it can't be as bad as all that. This is me, Santa Claus. You can tell by my hat. Prancer, come here on the double. This little Who thing of ours is in some sort of trouble. I don't know.
Cindy Lou hugs the Grinch.
This is awkward.
I had such a bad dream and it gave me a fright. Do you think you could stay here just for the night?
I'm Santa Claus, my dear, and it's Christmas Eve. All the things I must do, well, you wouldn't believe.
Of course. Silly me. You'll be bushed when the night ends and just hurry back home to your family and friends.
Well, in fact, Santa tends to Christmas solo. Just my thing, no big deal. Moving on, let it go. Never alone with a mirror.
All the time.
A terror for the single folk.
There's no one there.
I don't care.
That's terrible, Santy. That's foolish. That's wrong. No matter where you may be, you'll always belong. There was someone I heard who was alone some of it. So I made them a gift.
Still don't care. They like it.
I don't know. I just wanted to be nice.
Yes?
Sometimes when you're all alone.
Oh, no, it's a ballad.
And there's no one home. Seems like nothing's in your stocking. No one's knocking. Please believe me when I say you're my Santa.
The Grinch seems to be softening. She ends by sitting next to him, her hand on his.
Those are tears.
No.
Was it something I said?
No, just an old injury. Hit by a boomerang. Oh, you're a darling. Oh, look. What a strange thing to see. I appear to have fixed all the lights on this tree.
Oh. I'm fixed too, Sammy. No more fears, no more fright. I'll be thinking of you, Mr. Claus, through the night.
But you never did tell me, my Cindy Lou Who. What's that spooky old nightmare that scarified you?
Well, I dreamt there was someone with eyes like a frog's.
Yes?
And he hated Christmas, and Whoville, and children, and dogs.
Sorry. Hairball. Go on.
And I dreamed he was slinking along, inch by inch. And then who did I see but our neighbor, Old Grinch?
I see. Well. No doubt the old Grinch thinks you're pitiful, too. Which is why he prefers his seclusion to you. Run along now and sleep, tiny ant-sized Who daughter.
Santy?
Okay. Now just run along. Get that cup of cold bile. I mean, water. Yeah.
She blows him a kiss as she leaves.
Max, cease your blubbering or I'll get shouty. Heal! We still have all the rest of their Christmas to steal.
Ready! And when Cindy Lou went up to bed with her cup, he snuck back to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. And he tore to the town while I trotted behind, and he snatched and he grabbed every gift he could find. He ransacked the Who's homes. He defooted their fridges. He wrote Grinchy-type words on their sidewalks and bridges.
He sprays paint.
Hashtag Grinch!
On their walls, he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse.
Mouse!
Axe!
And he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. He would climb to the window and then very nimbly sort of wriggle and jiggle his way up the chimney.
Old Max dances with the two red boiler-suited crew who appear now on roller skates.
You're a mean one.
Who's so mean?
Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
You really are a heel. You're cuddly as a cactus. You're charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote...
Stink! Stank!
Stunk!
It was a quarter past dawn when...
Max hands the male crew member back his bowler hat and shoos him off.
It was a quarter past dawn. The Who's still abed, the Who's still a snooze as he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their tags and their tinsels, their trimmings, their trappings. The Hoos finally woke to a terrible sight. All their gifts and their food had been snatched in the night.
The Hoos, young and old alike, come downstairs and stare aghast at their bare house.
All the presents have vanished, and so have the toys. I slept like a hippo. Did you hear a noise?
No, I slept like a mattress. The food left the house. There's not even a crumb that would interest a mouse. Our dear home looks just like a tornado swept through it.
So how did it happen? And just who would do it?
I think I may know who. And it's funny because...
Why, my dear Cindy Lou?
He looks like Santa Claus.
Who?
And he must be so lonely. No family, no friends. Not a present to open. No presents to send.
Well, my sweetheart, our thanks. You've been very mature.
Till I find him and lose it. And give him what for? Hi-ya!
Cindy Lou mimes a karate kick. The family remain where they are, gazing around as if completely stunned. Outside, snow falls. Cindy Lou's mum gazes out through a window.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away?
My world is changing. I'm rearranging.
Does that mean Christmas change?
Out in the town square, the rest of the Hoos begin to gather. Cindy Lou takes her mum's hand and draws her across to where the family sit gathered around the table, and then hugs her tightly.
The mad Grinch all this time was out cracking his whip, careering his sleigh to the high mountain tip. Ever onward, beyondward, he roared through the night, way up higher than high to a frightening height. Up 3,000 feet to the crest of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
The Grinch and Max struggle on towards where the sleigh teeters on a rocky pinnacle. The crew fling fake snow around to set the scene.
Boo-boo to the Hoos! That's the tune I'll be humming! They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. Max, put a paw to your ear. There's a noise coming soon that we simply must hear. Oh, the lame Hoos will cry buckets. That's just what they'll do. Ready, Max, get set, go for a Whoville boo-hoo. Come on.
He clambers on upwards, but then pauses.
What's that? Wait. The sound isn't sad. No, this sound sounds merry. Oh, it must be a trick of the ears. No, it is merry. Very. Oh.
They peer down at the celebrating Hoos.
You see what I see? Have my eyes gone insane? I just don't understand. Someone's pulling my chain. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, they're singing without any presence at all.
This is so good.
Christmas came without ribbons. It came without tags.
It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Puzzle on that, Mr. Grinch, and then puzzle some more. You can puzzle till your puzzler gets sore.
Who loves Christmas? Cherish Christmas. Cherish family and friends to the last.
The Grinch stares down, perplexed.
Christmas came without presents. It's still Christmas Day.
Yes, sir. It's still Christmas Day.
Maybe Christmas... Oh, maybe doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps...
means a little bit more.
But what is it, this Christmas? And what is a who? And how can they be happy? How can it be true? Oh. I'm cold. Oh.
No. You're one of a kind. There's no one like you.
That's right.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
And that makes you special, being one of a kind. Yes, that makes you free. You're free to be lonely. You're free to be mean.
The most one and only the world's ever seen.
And you can keep that, Mr. Grinch. You keep that forever.
No, no. Explain it. I stole her tree. That Cindy Lou Who girl still thinks of me. I don't understand.
They still have their Christmas. They know how to share.
I took all her presents.
And she doesn't care.
Something I've missed. How could I think I could live my life like this? Just one of a kind. Was I blind? And where does it end? Not one single friend. Stop, make it cease. I feel warmth for the who's and goodwill and, well, peace.
Oh, boss, don't fight it. You're getting so near.
Thinking through, do I feel close now? Because am I a who too?
And what happened next? Well, down in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Wow. That
much better. Just don't make my butt any bigger. Max! Come here, boy! Oh, give me that belly! Oh, I never realized before how lovely you are!
Wait. I think we're forgetting. There's just one more thing. I'm still Santa, your Prancer. We've presents to bring. Quick, hitch up that sleigh and tie up that sack. We have 2 or 3 minutes to bring this stuff back.
Yes, sir.
The sleigh begins to topple. Max grabs the rope.
Now, here's the thing nobody ever tells you when you live with a Grinch. At night, just before bed...
Old Max chats to the crew.
Oh, we're back. That was fast. Hey, I never got my snack. Yep.
The crew step to one side. Max continues snackless.
I'll remember all these things this time of year. And I'll hold what memory brings and hug it near. A miracle that song inspired. Jesus, late this time I retired. Keeping all I feel, knowing that it's real. On life's merry wheel.
As Max dozes off, the crew sidle up and give him a prod.
Oh, honey, who? Of all my tales, I like this one the best. And how does it end? Whose? Tell the viewers the rest.
The crew drag on the Grinch in his sleigh.
Hey! Friends, humans, countrymen, I wish you a merry... I can't say it. Let's go home.
You can do it, Mr. Grinch.
I wish you a merry... Okay, don't rush me. I wish you a merry...
Hi, Mr. Grinch.
Christmas. I said it. Merry Christmas, who's one and all?
I brought back the tinsel and sparklers and poppers and cymbals and scooters and massive space hoppers. I've presents and wrappings and trappings and toys. And I want to fill this Christmas with noise, noise, noise. Oh, look, I purchased a gift for your brother, Boo-hoo. A pitch pipe so you can sing right in tune.
Thank you, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, and to get us all in the Christmas mood, I've hoo-hash and roast beast and mountains of food. And I have something special for this friend, of course, for my dear Cindy Lou Who, a fine red rocking horse.
He takes the rocking horse from the sleigh and presents it to the delighted Cindy Lou.
Thank you, Mr. Grinch. There's just one thing you've missed.
I've missed? Oh, no. That can't be. There's no more gifts on my list.
No, the presents are great. And we're so grateful, too. To be honest, the only thing missing was you.
You'll remember me.
Doesn't matter where you'll be,
especially when the snow is falling, I'll be calling.
Cindy Lou gives Max a tummy rub.
Back the toys and the food for the feast, and I conquered my fears, and I carved the roast beast.
This will be our song, you and I belong, heart together, Christmas
First in the curtain call are the two crew clad in red who wave and bow. Then comes a double line of grown-up Whos in their brightly coloured bottom-heavy costumes and their wacky pink or blue hairdos. They twirl, dance and bow. Now come the fabulous Who children who hop, bow and do star jumps with as much energy as they had at the start of the show. Cindy Lou's mum, dad, grandma and grandpa now soft shoe shuffle in a line, bowing and curtsying with huge smiles on their faces. Cindy Lou now skips onto centre stage to take her own well-earned solo curtsy, then joins hands with her family. The whole group now split to reveal old and young Max posing by the Christmas tree. They now kick their heels and bound down to take their bows, tumbling around with doggy glee. Now on comes the Grinch, raising his clasped hands. He is joined by the two Maxes, and they all three high kick and bow.
That was fun. And since then, we've had plenty more highs. All thanks to my master, one of the good guys.
Oh, thanks for the snack.
Did you start the jacuzzi?
Sure did, Max. And good luck trying to find a ride with jacuzzi.
Good night.
The end.